He says this, oh God, listen to me. Hear my request. We don't ask because we deserve help. We don't. We don't ask because we deserve, but because you are so merciful. You're a good, good father, and you're merciful.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Our series is called Unshakable, which is based on the life of Daniel. And today, we bring things to a close. We'll take a final look at how to live for God no matter what comes your way. In a year that has caused millions worldwide to experience fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's never been more important to get God's Word out to as many people as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will allow us to do just that. If you'd like to help this ministry as we reach out to the world with the hope found in Jesus Christ, just go to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Kind of Prayer God Answers.
Look at this verse. In the Message paraphrase, Daniel 9:3 says, I poured out my heart to God, bearing my soul to God. Have you ever done that? Have you ever poured out your heart to God? Have you ever bared your soul to God? This is not wimpy, weak praying. This is gutsy praying. This is gut-wrenching praying. I'm pouring out my soul to God. God, I gotta have your help in this business. I gotta have your help in this marriage. I've gotta have, God, I am telling, I'm pouring out my heart. I am being authentic. I'm bearing my soul. It's kind of like Jacob wrestling with the angel. I'm not gonna let go until you bless me, God. Now, when was the last time you ever prayed like that? Pouring out your soul to God emotionally. I can tell you. You may have forgotten, but I can tell you the last time you prayed like that. As your pastor, friend, spiritual coach, the last time you prayed like that is when you were in deep, deep pain. Because we don't pour out our hearts to God like that when things are going great and we're skipping the hills of Jerusalem picking flowers and talking about peace, love, and Bobby Sherman, you know, just have a happy day, smiley face. No, you pour out to your God when you are in deep pain. Is that the only time you pour out your heart to God? When you're in deep pain? Can you do it any other time? This is called praying with emotion, called, quote, crying out to God. Someday you might want to do a study of this in the Bible about all the times God talks about, quote, crying out to God. There are many, many examples of people of all sorts who cried out to God and God heard their prayer. There are many, many promises in the Bible about crying out. God does not listen to just complaints. He listens to crying out in emotion to God, saying, God, I really need your help. Now, it says Daniel, he said he was pleading. He's crying out. What is he pleading? What is Daniel pleading with God about? He's going, God, I want to go back home. I'm an old man. I'm 85 years old. I spent my entire life serving pagan kings. I've done good. I stayed true, kept my integrity in a pagan world. I didn't deny my faith. And I kept getting promoted. I'm a pretty influential guy in the whole kingdom here. But God, I want to go back home. I'm gonna die in my home country. Now, Jeremiah, the other guy at the same time, had predicted that after 70 years, Babylon would fall. And that then the people of God in Babylon would start praying and pleading, God, let us go back home. Here's what it says, Jeremiah chapter 50. This was his prediction. He says, then my people will join together in tears. That's emotional praying. They'll join together in tears to seek the Lord. And they will ask the way to Jerusalem. Why? Because it had been 70 years. They didn't even know how to get back home. They will ask the way to Jerusalem. And then we'll start back home again. That's one of the most touching and hopeful verses in the Bible. They don't know the way to get back home, but they're going to ask God in tears, and they will start back home again. America needs to pray that prayer.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional, or if you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Thanks for listening today to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We'd like to take a moment to tell you about a great resource called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. It's a 365-day devotional from Pastor Rick that offers something for everyone. Whether you're a longtime believer or brand new to faith, this book will open the door to greater intimacy with God, and you'll experience the love, trust, and freedom that comes from a deeper relationship with Him. Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions, will help you discover God's wisdom to resolve conflict, conquer fear, reduce stress, build healthy relationships, overcome temptation, and so much more. You'll be encouraged, inspired, and equipped to live out God's plan and purpose for your life. Walk through the doors God has for you today. Please call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to get your copy of this life-giving resource. By the way, any gift you give today will be matched up to $50,000, but we only have till midnight on June 30th. After that, we lose any part of the grant we haven't used. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get your copy of this study resource, so don't wait.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Rick with some really big news. My Daily Hope devotionals are now available in Arabic. Isn't that great? We have over an entire year of Arabic devotionals available, and if you know someone who would enjoy reading these devotionals in Arabic, please email me right now, and I'll send you the link to sign up. Email me, rick@pastorrick.com, rick@pastorrick.com. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Now, when does God answer that kind of prayer? Well, notice that verse. It said, when my people join together in tears. You might circle that. When my people join together in tears, God says, then I'm going to answer. Let me ask you a question. You see everything that I see. You read the newspapers. You watch TV. You see what's going on in our nation. You see what's going on in our world. Does anything break your heart? The stuff that's going on around, does it break your heart what you see happening in our society, in our system, in our politics? Does anything break your heart? When you see all the stuff going on all around the world, is there anything ever bring tears to your eyes? If not, it means you've really pulled away from the heart of God. It's not something we just gossip about and tweet about. It's something that breaks our heart, and in tears, we say, God, we need help in this area. All right, there are a couple more. Okay, here's the fourth thing. Here's the fourth key. There's six keys. Number four, I need to demonstrate my seriousness. When you're praying about something, you need to signal to God that you mean business about this, that it's not just a little whim, it's not just a casual thought, but you're really serious about this. You want to let God see how important whatever you're praying about is to you. Now, Daniel, in the next part of this verse, mentions three ways he signals his seriousness to God. Two of them were cultural customs, which we don't do in America or anywhere, I think, today. But one of them is a spiritual discipline that had been going on for centuries and thousands of years, and people still do it today. Here's what he says in verse 3, the third part of the verse. He said, I started fasting, which means he's going without food. That's a spiritual discipline. He said, I started fasting and went without food. And to show my sadness, to demonstrate my seriousness, I put on rough clothes and sat in ashes. Now, nobody does this today. This is called sackcloth and ashes. And it was done for hundreds and hundreds of years in the Middle East and in the Orient. I don't know that anybody does this today. Jesus said, there are some miracles that happen only by prayer and fasting. Not by prayer alone. Why? Because it says, God, I'm super serious about this. I'm super serious enough to go without food. That's how disciplined and serious I am about this prayer request. I don't have time to go into this, but all through Scripture, Moses fasted before he received the Ten Commandments. The Israelite fasted before they went into many, many major battles. Daniel fasted in order to receive guidance from God. Nehemiah fasted before he began a major building project. You should too, business guy. Jesus fasted in victory over temptation. The very first Christians fasted during decision-making times in their life. I'll teach you a whole lot more about this, but this is a point of simply saying I demonstrate my seriousness. Okay, number five, the fifth thing. Thank God for his love and promises. Thank God for his love and promises. The Bible says when you ask with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is not a holiday if you're a believer. It's an attitude of your entire life. You are to live with the attitude of gratitude. And the fifth thing Daniel does in his prayer is he reminds himself of how good God is, how gracious God is, and how grateful he is to God. Daniel 9:4. Then I prayed to the Lord, and I said, Lord, you are great. You are an awesome God. You always fulfill your promises. You keep your word. You say it, you keep your word. You always fulfill your promises of constant love. I'm flaky, you're not. I'm unfaithful to you, but you're not unfaithful to me. You keep your promises of constant love to those who love you and keep your commands. Down in verse 9, he says, and even though we have rebelled against you, you, Lord, are merciful and forgiving. You just tell God, God, I'm grateful that you're God and I'm not. God, I'm grateful that you're loving, you're forgiving, you're good, you're merciful. And so you thank God for his love and his promises. And then number six, the sixth thing you do. Yeah, this is the last step. I humbly confess my sin. God doesn't listen to prideful complaining, but he does listen to humble confessing. God responds to humility. He says, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Now, some of you think, you know, if I admit my sins to God, I'm going to get punished. Oh, hang on a minute. First place, God already knows them all. You're not going to say, God, I did this. You go, oh, really? How did I miss that one? Didn't see that one coming. God already knows every stupid thing you've done in your entire life. He just wants you to admit it. It's for your own humility. How does God respond when I humbly admit I blew it? With punishment? Never. When God hears you be humble, he responds not with punishment, but with blessing, with forgiving, with mercy, with grace. It's not like I come and I admit it, then God's going to take me down. No. You're going to get taken down by your own pride. God says, you come to me humbly, and you just admit, hey, I blew it. You know that stuff I said yesterday? It wasn't right. That stuff I did, the way I talked to my kids, that was not right. The way I did this, and I just admit it to God, you keep short accounts. This is the sixth thing you do. I humbly confess. Now, the word confess in the Bible, the Greek word, is the word homologeo. Homo means same. Homo sapien, homogenized milk, means it's all the same. Homo, same, logeo means to speak. And so to confess simply means to speak the same thing about God. You're right, that was the sin. I don't excuse it, I don't make excuses for it. I don't say, God, that was a little faux pas, it was a little weakness. No, it was wrong, it was sin. It was rebellion against you. I did it, you told me not to do it, but I did it anyway. And that kind of thing God responds to with grace. Now, in Daniel chapter 9, verse 5, he says this, we've sinned and we've done wrong. Okay, this is the sixth part of the prayer. I humbly confess what I've done wrong. We've sinned and done wrong. But he doesn't stop there. He gets very, very specific, and you need to too. You don't need to go, oh God, forgive all the sins I did yesterday, but I'm too busy to name them. God wants you to be specific because then he wants you to be able to know what not to do again. And so I want you to circle. I'm just going to read these verses real quick. I'm not even going to comment on them. And I want you to circle the verbs, which are the sins. Okay, he says, we've sinned and done wrong. Then he says, we've rebelled against you. That's one, rebelled. Circle that. We've rebelled against you. He says, we've ignored your commands. Circle ignored. He says, we've rejected your laws. We made up our own morality. We've rejected your laws. He says, we have refused to listen to your servants. The prophets refused, who spoke the message to our kings and our leaders and our parents and everybody else in our nation. He says, this is very specific. We're all at fault here, every generation. It's not like one generation. And then in verse 7 and 8, he says this, we've brought disgrace and shame on ourselves as a nation because we've been unfaithful to you. He said, you know what, God? We've committed spiritual adultery. We gave our love to somebody else when we're supposed to give our love to you. We've been unfaithful to you. And he said, this is true of all of us, including our kings, our leaders, and our parents. He said, next verse 10, we paid no attention to you when you told us how to live. You told us what's right and wrong, what's morally good, what's not. He said, this clear teaching came through your promise. In verse 13, but we kept on sinning. We never gave you a second thought. We were oblivious to you, the clear warnings. So God, he says, you had no choice but to let disaster loose since we persistently and defiantly ignored you. And then he sums it all up in verse 16 and he says, and now all the other nations mock us. Now Daniel knows we don't deserve God's blessing. But he casts himself on the grace of God. He goes, God, we could never earn this. We could never deserve this. We don't deserve to get back to home, get back to you. We don't deserve your blessing. But I'm going to cast myself on your mercy. And in the next verse, he says this, oh, God, listen to me. Hear my request. We don't ask because we deserve help. We don't. We don't ask because we deserve, but because you are so merciful. You're a good, good father, and you're merciful. Now, how does God respond to this kind of prayer, the six things that we just taught you? Well, in verse 20, here's how God responds. Daniel says, while I kept on praying, let me stop right there, circle the phrase kept on. Daniel didn't pray this prayer one time. He said, I kept on praying. If you pray about something one time, you don't care about it. He says, while I kept on praying and confessing my sins and confessing the sins of my people and pleading with the Lord, he's emotional in this, suddenly the angel Gabriel appeared in my vision. Now, you guys know who Gabriel is? There are three archangels. There was Lucifer. He fell. He became Satan. There's Michael, and there's Gabriel. Gabriel's the guy who shows up at Christmas. Hello? Okay. So we actually know the names of these guys. And this is so important that God sends the angel Gabriel in a vision to Daniel. And he says, suddenly, while I'm doing all this praying, the angel Gabriel appeared in my vision and said this, Daniel, I've been sent, obviously by God, I've been sent to help you understand God's plan. Now, the moment you began praying, the answer was given, and I'm here to tell it to you, for God loves you very much. 2 Chronicles 7:14, God says, I got four conditions. If you'll do these four things, I'll do three things. If my people who are called by my name, are you called by my name? Are you called a Christian? That's being called by the name of Christ. So if you're a Christian, you call yourself a Christian, if my people who are called by my name, and here are the four things, will humble themselves, that's confession, and pray, that's pleading, and seek my face, you got my attention, God, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. I don't know what you need healing in. Healing in your mind, healing in your heart, healing in your body, healing in your business, healing in your finances, healing in your relationships, healing of your fears. Your business needs healing. Your family needs healing. Your marriage needs healing. Your nation needs healing. So, let's pray. Dear God, I thank you that you're a good and gracious God. Thank you that when I come and I humble myself to you and I I admit what I've done wrong, and I admit my rebellion. You don't punish me, but you forgive me, and you wrap me in your embrace. God, we ask you to work in our hearts and lives. If you've never invited Christ to your life, say, Jesus Christ, I ask you to come into my heart and life right now. Make yourself real to me. I want to learn to trust you. And I want you to be the manager, dear Jesus Christ, the manager of my life. And I pray this humbly in your name. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. If you missed any part of today's message, just go to PastorRick.com to listen again. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. At a time when the coronavirus has millions of people worldwide isolated and dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is of paramount importance. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us continue reaching out with the love of God during this unprecedented time in history. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world with a financial gift to Daily Hope. Today, when you give, we'll say thanks for your support by sending you a copy of Pastor Rick's book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. It's a beautifully illustrated 365-day devotional from Pastor Rick that offers daily encouragement from the Bible. Here's Rick to tell you more.
You know, one of the ways I try to help reinforce the lessons that I teach on this broadcast is to offer daily devotionals that are based on the same lessons that I teach here. Did you know that over 1 million people subscribe to the Daily Hope devotionals? And if you're not getting them, I encourage you to sign up for this tool and resource too. If you haven't already got it, you're missing out. They're free, and they're delivered right to your inbox every morning. I'll just email them to you, or you can find them on the web at PastorRick.com. Now, many of you have asked that we provide these devotionals in a book format. So you know what? I asked my team to pull together 365 of the best daily devotionals, and we printed them in a book. And you can use this Daily Hope devotional book, it's an entire year's worth of devotions, as part of your quiet time, and it will allow you to meditate on a single scripture every day and to reflect on what it means. Now, I know you're going to be blessed by this resource, and it's also going to be something you could use as a meaningful gift to share with a family or a friend or a neighbor. This Daily Hope devotional is going to be available exclusively through Daily Hope and through the PastorRick.com store. You can't get this devotional anywhere else at any bookstore. You've got to get it directly from us because we want to be in contact with you.
Call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to have your financial gift matched up to $50,000. And to receive your copy of Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. We'll lose any part of the grant we do not match by the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get your copy of this study resource, so don't wait. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.